Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by our friends at Eagle Bank.
Mike, what's the game plan for the starters, specifically Drake, come Friday night?
I would say most everybody that's healthy should expect to play in the game. How long they'll play, I don't know, but we have to prepare to play in football games and, you know, prepare to win football games. So that's the mentality that we're going to take.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons here at Patriot Place, Dean College Stage, just outside of Citizen Crust, Gillette Stadium. It is Tom Brady night. It is Patriots preseason opener against the Washington Commanders. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and now joining us, Megan Ottolini from WEEI.com. How you doing?
What's going on, boys? How we doing? How
As
we feeling?
As a Six Rings podcast, which she's been basically carrying throughout training camp, doing the post-practice pods every day, which has been dynamite.
How's it been covering the team this year, comparatively speaking to the last few?
Well, it certainly feels a little bit more like the old days. Even just around training camp, the joint practice, seeing people up on the concourse, like, I don't remember the last time. Maybe
it's been a long time.
2022 was the last time that anybody was on the concourse in training camp. Yeah. So it's a good vibe. Like, I know everybody loves talking about vibes. It feels like it's moving in the right direction.
Does it feel more buttoned up? That's like the first thing. It just feels like a buttoned up operation.
Do you mean in terms of media access or the practices are running?
I'm sorry. I gave you no context to that. I'm just thinking like what the practice looks like. Just the compete level, the efficiency in which they practice, how good it looks. Is it sloppy? Are there false starts? It feels more buttoned up than it has in the last few years.
I'd agree with that. I think efficiency is the right term for it. I think Vrabel is very aware that this team is actually pretty average at best in a lot of their position groups. So where they're going to get a leg up on other teams is, like he said, taking advantage of that bad football, but just being solid at everything. It's all right if you're average, but if you're not slipping up and shooting yourself in the foot like we've seen teams last year and the year before do so often, then you can be ahead of the game, at least with some of the teams on a seemingly pretty friendly schedule.
And some people might say, oh, it's training camp. Does that matter? And then I'm thinking back to, so Gerard Mayo's training camp, not great. He got fired. And then we go back to the Bruins. We later heard, really bad training camp. Jim Montgomery gets fired. So, yeah, sometimes the bad training camp or preseason is a precursor to a bad season and a bad end result. So if you're starting off on that first foot of sort of credibility or efficiency, whatever word you want to use. But I had a question relative tonight, real quick. Get this out of the way. So I got a guy on my left, Ted Johnson, who's most excited about the fact that it's Drake May's first game of 2025. We're kicking off the real football kind of stuff. Got a guy on my right, Nick Fitzy Stevens, who's all jacked up that they're going to have a Tom Brady 12-foot statue. Where do you fall? Which gets you more excited tonight? Is it the Brady statue or is it actual Drake May live football?
It's Jaden Daniels.
They're not
the Commanders.
It's certainly certainly the reps we get to see from the ones. I feel like we're having a high school reunion every 2 years.
Thank you.
I understand we all love Brady, and it's great to have him back here, and it'll be fun to see him and hear from him again. But how many more times are we going to do this? The guy works for the Raiders now. He owns part of the Raiders. He is a Raider. He will always be a Patriots son. But, like, are we going to do this every 2 years? Like, hey, just an excuse for Brady to come back. He's not on the broadcast over here, but let's bring him back. Let's have him in the suite. Like, it's getting a little gratuitous.
But, you know, it's getting gratuitous. But the thing is, this was supposed to have been done last year. That's the thing. Like, they weren't just going to have a random.
To me, that's kind of
like in the middle of the spring.
So then you're setting yourself up to do it.
They're going
to
milk this for everything. Wait till next year. There's going to be hollow Brady, and they're going to have virtual Brady.
They never would have put both of these.
It wasn't ready in time. No, that was the whole point. Is the night when he's like, I'm Tom Brady and I'm a Patriot. They were going to pull the cloth and be like, and it ended with the statue reveal. But instead, it wasn't ready.
The cloth looks like the Grim Reaper over there. It's very creepy.
It's actually a Dementor from Harry Potter.
It does look like a Dementor. Like a or the thing at
it'll
the end
suck
of
your soul.
The last ghost from the Christmas Carol. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Ted, because obviously this partnership, which for all we know actually was literally like a contractually drawn together
I mean,
partnership.
Let's put that out there, though.
It's a business deal.
Business
but at the same time, drawing it out makes sense, but I think they wanted to have it all together. So would it have made sense like, and join us April 3rd when we do Tom Brady. Like, no, it wouldn't have made any sense to do it. Like, you do it. This is the one that would have worked and was in football season. And just look at the buzz that it's added. Like, 3.5 hours before kickoff, Patriot Place is getting packed out. And we've had to stop keeping track of Brady jerseys because they're now in the thousands.
So how much of that do you think is Brady? And how much do you think is the same thing that attracted people to joint practices? Which is, of course, everybody wants to come see Brady. He's the biggest star that's ever been with the Patriots. No offense, Ted. But there was a huge crowd.
Second biggest.
Huge crowd at joint practices, notably like multiple thousand crowd. I'm really bad at judging by
13,000 is the estimate.
Okay.
Which is old school.
How much of it is actually Drake
May
and Jaden Daniels, the 2 and 3, going up against each other and getting a look at a team that people are pretty excited about locally?
Two things can be true at once, I believe. You could, like, that's why this is a beautiful, it's like a perfect storm. It's a, confluence of all these things that have fans' interest together. That's why there's like a significant palpable buzz around the area. Helicopters, traffic. Ted couldn't even get here, without having to go through like game day level traffic on Route 1.
But that's the point, Fitzy. Like, you're making my point.
I know.
Which is, they don't need to keep going back to the well every 2 years.
There you go.
And he'll be in the NFL Hall of Fame. Then he'll come back for that, and we'll celebrate that, and that'll be wonderful. But after that, it's like, we got to move on at some point.
I'll go to Ohio.
And you got a solid team, it looks like, coming up right now.
Does it feel like – how do you guys go back in time and remember how you felt maybe in 94, 95, 96, 97?
I think,
like,
I was really into My Little Pony.
Okay. I mean, all right.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were around, if you're older in those areas.
Oh, no. I was excited, yeah.
There was this feeling of building something.
Yeah.
It was a Patriots team that had, Drew Bledsoe, the first overall pick, and some good defensive players, and a great coach in Parcells. And you could just feel that this town was excited to be coming in and supporting a team that was not close to being there, but was building towards getting there. And we got there in 96, didn't end up winning it. But that's where I feel like this team is now, kind of like where those teams were in the early 90s, trying to build themselves, find themselves with a young quarterback.
So, Mega, where are you on the quarterback that matters most to the Patriots, Drake May, and what he's done in practices? We've seen the spring, which was 4 interceptions right out the bat. Then we saw training camp, no interceptions. But then he gets on the in-stadium practice field, turnovers, end of practice against your Commanders, turnover. Like, where are you in this evolution, development, star that in the making that is Drake May?
Obviously, the most important piece of information we've gotten so far is from the joint practices. And I thought that he was an A-minus, B-plus in that joint practice.
Yep.
That's the Drake May that I want to see this season. He was accurate. He was extremely efficient in Josh McDaniel's system. He looked totally comfortable, totally in command, to the point where, you guys were there most of the time when the ball hit the ground. It was because of a receiver's lack of play versus the quarterback. He wasn't overthrowing, totally oversailing guys. And so I feel good about him. Like I said, B+, A-. I think that's the best that he's shown us. And I think it's critical that it came against the Commanders. Joint practices matter so much. And I'm very curious what's going to happen when they go out to Minnesota, because that's another kind of similarly very competent, serious team like the Commanders. And so you're getting a good glimpse at, like, they can hang with these teams and sometimes look better than them.
So we were talking earlier about each of our respective, like, 3 keys to a successful Patriots season.
Mm.
And one of mine was the development of 2 to 3 playmakers that Drake May can go to and trust time and again.
Well, he has 2.
Okay, he's already got 2?
Yeah, Hunter and Pop.
Okay. So he's got 2, but I would love for them to have 2 more. Do you think, who else would you see potentially emerging as like a go-to trusted target or playmaker for?
Well, it's got to be Diggs.
Better be.
He's supposed to be your number 1 receiver. Now, he was pretty quiet in joint practices the other day, or the joint practice, and showed up oddly late in the middle of it. Don't know. Did you guys happened with that?
Nope. Every day I asked had no clue what happened there.
Okay. So, I mean, it wasn't a big to-do, so I'm guessing it was something that was cleared. I'm assuming it's cleared with the team.
Cardi
But other
B.
than that, like, I think it's got to be Diggs. If Diggs goes for 850, then I think you're in a pretty good place. I also would look at Travion Henderson. I mean, he and Kayshon Booty are the only guys who have looked like downfield targets at all in training camp. They are the only ones. And it's a little curious because you got a lot of guys who can go inside the numbers and play slot. I mean, God, it's like the land of 1,000 slots up here in New England forever.
Yeah, it's like Plain Ridge Park Casino.
Who's going to keep the defense honest? And I think Travion Henderson has shown that he can be that guy, certainly, if he continues to catch, and Kayshon Booty, I think, deserves a look at that.
So we've made it through, I don't know,
first booty call
15 minutes here of discussion without talking about the offensive line, the place where they stunk last year, and they invested a top five pick.
And you thought they were worse. How did you feel after joint?
I still think they're worse.
I think there's a chance. I don't feel great about starting two rookies on the left side and maybe a third rookie at right tackle who's in the
Knicks. You still think this offensive line is worse than
Could
last year's
be.
Offensive
Not
line?
Is. Could be.
Oh, that's strange. What, no, you've come what, off the...
No, I said that early. Go back and listen. Could be worse. And okay, it right. stems
it
from...
It feels like a one step
a
back.
Last year at this time, you had Mike Onwenu and David Andrews that you thought were going to be your, okay, I got two. What am I doing around them? Figuring it out. We kind of like Chukwuma Okorafor at that point. We weren't sure he was going AWOL. We did. Kind of like we like Morgan Moses, even though I don't really like Morgan Moses right now. But
well, what's, don't have you wish seen that him? On him?
Yeah, the few times I've seen him, Harold Landry or Chaisson's been running right by him as fast as they would like
to. And then
to.
He was talking to me.
And then so you have a couple rookies. Will Campbell, is he really a tackle? Jared Wilson, is he really a guard? Where are you kind of on all?
I don't know why Andy said that. I don't know where he
gets off. Jared Wilson, like, is he going to be a guard versus center?
Center. I think you have a chance.
He looks great everywhere.
You bump two guys in and you'd have a really good line if you could find somebody to play tackle. But we'll see where that goes. So just how do you feel about the line?
I mean, I still maintain that I think they're probably like a bottom seven line in the league.
Yikes.
You were Andy, you were so bad at that position group last year. Think of how much work you had to do in the offseason just to bump yourself up above a couple other teams.
Oh, they did not bump themselves up, according to Andy. They
might not.
I think they're going to be better than last year.
Atrocious, Phil Perry said on NBC Sports Boston. Atrocious they are. They
overall really, or one day?
Trending in that direction.
They looked all right against Washington. And that's not the greatest pass rush in the league, but they looked all right.
What part of it, too, is, Mago, that you kind of suggested already, They were efficient. They were efficient in their decision-making.
They have to be.
Or else they'll get killed.
Yes.
So how do you negate a bad offensive line?
Quick.
You get the ball out fast. So Josh knows that. That's no a surprise. Let me ask you, what do you think about just the Josh McDaniels offense? I mean, I saw some a beautiful bootleg to the right touchdown to Matt Collins. Just fun little play action screen. What do you think about the offense? It looks like there's more quarterback mobility type plays, and that I think is a good thing.
I agree. I think it is a lot more familiar than I thought it was going to be after all the chatter about how he went on this tour like of
7 years in Tibet,
spiritual journey,
like eat, pray, love of different different
football styles.
Programs.
Eat, pray,
so,
score. Yeah,
you know, he's still running the same stuff with his tight ends that he was running with Gronk, and with the play action that he loves across the center that worked, as you know, very well against the Commanders in joint practices. So, I there's not to me too many wrinkles that we've seen. Of course, I expect him to take the training wheels off Drake a little bit in terms of the mobility as the season goes on, and he knows that he can trust him with that. But it's pretty much as advertised, as expected with Josh McDaniels so far. But it's good. It looks good.
Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Defensively, I think, and we were talking about this earlier, we all have it's got a high floor, not sure how high the ceiling kind of feel to that unit is. Although we've had these narratives in camp, where's Christian Gonzalez? Where's Carlton Davis? Gonzalez.
I mean,
okay.
Are they narratives or are they actual questions?
Yeah, okay,
those
they're
are
questions.
Real. I feel like I'll say this. When people say narrative, it sounds like you're making up a storyline.
Yeah, no, you're not. They're
and
not
that's
out
not
there.
A made-up storyline. Yep. One guy's hurt and the other guy is on an extreme management plan. So,
are we worried about the defense at all, or do you think that all is like, okay, we'll fall into place?
I think it'll mostly fall into place. I think it'll mostly fall into place. I think they're being overly cautious with a lot of their guys, and I would throw Carlton Davis into that. I don't know how extensive it is with Christian Gonzalez. So,
the hammy, yeah.
You know, you don't love soft tissue injuries for that guy, but again, I'm not going to, like, it's August 8th. I'm not going to melt down over him working on an injury right now.
I think everything we had heard about Gonzo was, yeah, you're not going to see him next week. There's no reason to rush him back. I think there seems to be some internal confidence. He should be
He's there every day, and he looks pretty good.
Yeah, right. Taking pictures.
I think the Patriots need to. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, that the new number one priority is maybe even vaulting over, working the wires, and maybe trying to either pick up somebody else's discarded player or making a trade. You're going to have to add cornerback depth. Like, you can't go. Who's the other? It's potentially Alex Austin
DJ James.
Holy
spin in the hips.
And Marcus Jones is just a slot.
Right.
And
that's it, so. He can play the outside in a pinch, but, like, it was interesting to see.
You don't want that to be your plan.
I was interesting to see them play the Commanders the other day and have John Jones be there. Like, I remember when we had flexible corners like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he would be so valuable right now.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm. I think that they did the right thing with John Jones.
Sure.
No offense to him. I think, but the
he could be listening.
The cornerback plan that they have is great. I'm not at the point where I'm looking at down the depth chart and going like, oh my god. I mean, it's not like the offensive line.
Right.
So you're saying,
oh my god, about the offensive line.
The offensive line is still the position group that should worry you the most.
Oh, it does.
But it's not going to be like last year, Andy.
We will see. Time will tell.
I thought Barmore kind of showed out at that practice against Washington a little bit.
Yeah, but you're not like a huge Barmore fan, right? You just feel like he hasn't done enough?
I expect more, Magel. I want to see more. He's paid to be a guy that you have to double team sometimes. And he hasn't come close to living up to that.
Like his end of 2023?
It was dynamite.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, he was. But so he's going into his fourth year, and you're telling me so for 3 years he's had an 8-game stretch where he was brilliant. Well, what about the other,
right?
The other games? So I have to see more before I fully buy into really what a lot of people think he already is.
Guys, we now are definitely in the place to be in all of New England and maybe beyond. There are now two helicopters in the air, Andy. We have multiple drones now in the air as well. So if there's any whirring or buzzing or extra din that you guys happen to hear during the broadcast, it's because this is a scene. Like, this is, it's quarter
place
after
to be.
Four, and this is the place to
Doesn't
be.
Doesn't matter what you want to see. If you want to see the statue, come on down. If you want to see the game, come on down. If you want to see Ted Johnson and take a picture, come on down. Get an autograph.
With his Red Sox
here.
Credentials. Yay!
Hey, round of applause, Ted Johnson.
Thank you.
All right, Mego, appreciate you stopping by.
Absolutely.
And you're going to make your way down to the exciting Tom Brady ceremony?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure you guys have batted this around. What do you think the statue is? Do you think it's holding up the trophy?
Yeah, I feel like it's that. And I also cheated. I walked up the stairs and I saw that it appears there's something
under.
No, I didn't peek under.
He's such an underpeeker.
Easy.
I'm going with the let's go. That's what I think.
Could be the let's go.
Him holding up a protein shake.
Mego, I was told that people that have seen it and know what it is think some people are not going to like it. That there's going to be a little push. Not because of it doesn't look like him. It's the pose that will be a concern. So as you go down there, as you hear Brady talk, and as you write it
now
up.
Now I'm worried.
This isn't something you can bet on, is it?
No, I don't think so. Well, not legally. You want to bet on something?
We're all been debating what's going to be.
Yeah, no.
It'd be a fun thing to bet on.
Would have been a good fundraiser for the Patriots
Charitable
Foundation. They
missed an opportunity
Absolutely.
To make money.
Now I'm anxious.
All right, Mego, enjoy Tom Brady. Enjoy the statue. Enjoy the game.
Thanks,
whatever
Mego.
You enjoy tonight, enjoy it. Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com. Read her stuff later on the website. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are going to talk about Ted Johnson's reactions to training camp. Ted missed his three-point stance. He also has to weave in some of those thoughts. But I know Ted is ready to talk some real football, some hardcore football. Ted Johnson football talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball is going to slide in somewhere with what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox open up a 6-game road trip tonight. They begin a 3-game series in San Diego against the Padres. First pitch is at 9:40. Walker Buehler will start against Nick Pivetta. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 8:40. And Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the series.
We're not hearing him.
I'm hearing him.
From earlier today, the Red Sox today claimed catcher Ali Sanchez off waivers from the Toronto Blue Jays. Sanchez will meet the team in San Diego. He is a career 186 hitter in 46 games over the span of four seasons. The Celtics announced today that the team had signed head coach Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. Mazzulla is coming off of his third season as Boston's coach and has guided the team to the playoffs in each season, including the franchise's 18th NBA title, to cap off the 23-24 campaign. The Patriots kick off the 2025 preseason tonight against the Washington Commanders. Kickoff is at 7:30. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is not expected to play in the game tonight. Also on the scoreboard in the NFL this evening, the Lions are at the Falcons and the Browns are at the Panthers. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. And from around the league, Chargers Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater will miss the 2025 season with a ruptured patellar tendon suffered in practice on Thursday. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Patriot Place coming up right after this.